Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello there, my very good friends. On today's wrestling news, I'm going to tell you about the AEW star that WWE are very high on.
WWE had WrestleMania plans for the NWO before Scott Hall's sad passing.
We will tell you what Pete Dunne really thinks about being called Butch.
And an AEW star heaps praise on WWE. I'm Adam Wilborn.
And I'm Andy Murray.
And this is the news on a Friday, no less.
Well,
look at that.
Colin the Alligator. We've got, what's the
Alan the Crocodile.
Alan the Crocodile. What a great day. We have fun at our vocation.
You know, I've been mad to work here. What else?
Hey, oi. Put on the desk like David Brent.
Let's start it off right.
Oh! Get that slow motion in nice and early. Right, we should probably do some news stories.
Yeah, probably.
Right, we're going to... I'm speaking full Scottish. I've gone full Aberdeen.
I can.
What's happening? So there's this guy in AEW, Ken. His name's Ethan Page, and WWE kind of like him, eh?
They're not the only ones. The tightest tits in the game.
I'll speak English now, not Aberdeen. So WWE are admirers of Ethan Page. Now, they're kind of out of luck here. I imagine Tony Khan actually sent WWE the Lucas Leiva unlucky after this, because even Page has just signed a new contract with AEW, so he's obviously unattainable. He's going to be there a while longer. We covered this yesterday. But Andrew Zarian of the Matt Men Pro Wrestling Podcast, of course, was talking about this, saying that Page is, in his words, another dude WWE is very high on, adding that people in the company like his whole deal. Elaborating on it a little bit, commented on his good TV look, his ability on the microphone as things that would be attractive to WWE.
He's tall,
and he's a very good looking man.
Oh.
Very good looking, and very charismatic as well. And a good wrestler. Ethan Page is quite good. You post that on Twitter, right?
Hot take.
Post that on Twitter as a hot take. You get 7,000 likes.
Pass it on.
Yeah. It's like when people go, hey, you know what, guys? I think Cesaro, he's not bad. But yes. We've gone full nuts today.
No great surprise this. Like, I talked about this yesterday. I think you and I are both fans of Ethan Page.
I think he's awesome.
AEW should be doing more with him, possibly even as a solo star. I'm not suggesting they should break up many of the year, but Scorpio Sky's doing solo stuff. Why can't Ethan Page? Yeah, he just comes across, like you say, as a... don't take this the wrong way, as a WWE style guy.
I think he would really thrive in that system. Like, he's got like that outward personality. He's very big, he's very brash. He projects really well, and he's very handsome, as we've said twice.
Yes.
But yeah, I can completely see why WWE would be interested in him. He's obviously tied down to AEW, but maybe if they don't push him, like, to a level, WWE might go, hey, come over in 3 years or whatever.
Yeah, it's going to be very interesting when we get sort of... I know Cody's gone that way, but more sort of steals. I think Cody was just sort of fed up with AEW from the reports we seem to be getting. Money. We may find out one day. We may never find out, if we're perfectly honest. But yeah, in terms of gets for AEW, I think Ethan Page would be near the top of that list, as well as someone like MJF, who we're going to be talking about in a bit.
Interesting guy.
Yeah.
MJF, isn't he?
We've got to shift over and talk about the NWO, because WWE reportedly had big plans for them over at WrestleMania weekend. This is according to Fightful Select. No crap, just sap. It feels weird saying that as part of this story, because the report states that Scott Hall, and the rest of the NWO members would have been there to promote WWE 2K, of course. They've been featured. There's the special edition of the game, isn't there? The NWO For Life edition. But of course, none of that can happen because of Scott Hall's sad passing, which It's one of those things that you think you've gotten over, and then I read this story today, and it hits you in another way.
Yeah, it's tough because Scott Hall, for people of our age, has been with us our entire wrestling fandoms. Like, even after he stopped competing and stuff, he's always been very active in interviews and media appearances and stuff like that. So, yeah, it's just a horrible situation. I think it would be really nice if they could find a way to use the NWO guys in a little tribute for Scott Hall over Mania weekend. I think that would be a nice thing to do. Obviously, they've got a video game to promote, whatever. But, like, it would be good to see those guys, you know, able to celebrate the guy. If they want to, maybe they don't want to.
Exactly, yeah. It's been so touching just to see. I mean, Kevin Nash has been the most obvious one in terms of just opening his heart out on social media.
Well.
Yeah, and Waltman, God,
like, Bret Hart posted a really nice... Like, it's just... Yeah, man, you know how we feel about this stuff. It's a sad, sad situation, but I obviously rest in peace and thoughts and...
Exactly, yeah, just to reiterate.
Good vibes and whatever else we can send to the friends and family in this situation. We're going to move over and talk about Pete Dunne. Of course, a couple of weeks ago on SmackDown, he got a rather controversial name change. Butch, that's his name now. Called up from
They've
NXT.
Always been calling him, haven't they? Seamus said him and Ridge have always been calling him Butch.
Yeah, you might know him as something else, but we call him
always
Butch.
Always said. Aye. Is Butch.
You know what we call you in the office?
No, I don't want
Frank.
To.
Frank. There you go.
I dodged a bullet.
I like the name Frank. It's a good one.
Do you know what I was going to be called? IRL, if I wasn't called Adam.
Ted.
It would have been so much cooler. Before.
I was almost Hugh, right? So my name is Andrew Hugh Murray. That's what the H actually says.
What is that a reveal?
It is a big reveal. But that's my granddad's names, Andrew and Hugh. They decided, my mum and dad, well, if you make him Hugh Andrew Murray, his initials are Ham and he's going to get bullied. So there you go.
Let's just call him Andy Murray. Nothing could possibly go wrong there.
We've still got two stories to do. Pete Dunne, what does he think? What does he think of being called Butch? He's cool with it. That's the summary. Mm-hmm. He was on his friend Mark Andrews' podcast, My Love Letter to Pro Wrestling.
That is a genuinely really good podcast.
Yeah, Mark Andrews.
Not as good as ours, but it's good.
Yeah, Andrews is a really endearing guy, isn't he?
Yeah,
really
exactly.
Cool guy to listen to. Talking about the name change, here's what Pete Dunne had to say. The thing is, with me, whether it's a name or whatever changes, that's not really what endeared me to the audience in the first place. I like to think that it's the quality of the in-ring work, and that's what I'm going to keep the same, of course, and it's going to get better. It's going to improve as time goes on. So saying that my connection to the crowd is not my name, so the name doesn't matter so much, it's what happens in the ring. He continued a little bit, talking about moving to the main roster. It's exciting, I've been in NXT for 5 years now, so time to change it up and see what we can do and push forward with a new challenge. It's also just a little bit different. I think it's time to change it up a little bit. 5 years, fresh start, why not try something a little bit new? So he's been Pete Dunne, certainly since I knew him in wrestling. Going back to pre-WWE when he was on the British Indies.
WCPW.
Yeah, there you go. We'll take credit for another
one match, I think, to be fair, but it still counts.
Yeah, there you go. My philosophy on this stuff is that some things are different. Gunter. 9 times out of 10, when someone gets a silly name, you go nuts for a couple of weeks and go, this is dumb, and then you just kind of forget about it, don't you?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. One hopes it's a bit like the Shorty G situation, because like you say, you can't see WrestleMania 40 being headlined by Butch versus Madcap Moss. You hope that they will see the light eventually and go, you're Riddick? Was it Riddick Moss?
That's right.
You're
That's
Riddick Moss, you're Pete Dunne, you're human people, so we'll just give you actual names. It's a weird thing. It's just a phase. He's just at that age, Vince McMahon, which is 70-something.
Yeah. We used to joke about the Retribution members, like having wacky names and stuff, but like... Yeah, Butch is interesting. There's only one Butch I recognize active in pro wrestling today, by the way. You know who that is.
Who's that?
So, it's Butcher.
Indeed.
Bunkhouse.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently, Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Right, let's talk about my best friend, Maxwell Jacob Friedman.
No.
He has been on with Ariel Helwani,
yeah.
Who's another
great podcast. He's sensational.
Just not as good as What Culture Wrestling,
no.
Unfortunately.
He's a rookie.
And he has been heaping praise on WWE, Andy. Tongue, I think, firmly placed in his cheek. Let me read it and you tell me how you feel about this. I think WWE is doing great. I love everything that WWE is doing. I just think, you know, we're fresh, talking about AEW, and we have fresh faces that people haven't seen before. But I think that right now, everything that Vince and Bruce Pritchard are putting out there is absolutely incredible. I love it. I love NXT. I love Raw. I love SmackDown. I love what Roman's doing. I think the big difference, quite frankly, is that AEW has MJF. He is the difference maker.
Sure.
That's the biggest difference maker you could possibly have. He continued talking about 2.0, Andy, and he said, I genuinely love WWE programming. It's great. There's so many charisma machines on that program. I think it's a great show. They had a makeout competition this past Tuesday. Gripping television. How could you not like a makeout competition? I practically had a makeout competition with that hot redhead a couple of weeks ago. Who doesn't like a good makeout sesh? I love you, MJF.
I will say this of this story, and then we'll move on. I think MJF is incredibly smart.
And incredibly correct.
Who doesn't love a makeout session on your wrestling show, right?
Yep.
Yeah. It was a competition as well.
Oh, God, they've just realised the comments are going to... Just that it's Friday.
Yeah.
Let's just...
Hey, look, if this is how we treat our Friday, how are you treating yours?
Exactly.
And speaking of that,
oh.
You know what we do with the Twitter questions? I put out the thread in the morning, UK time. You reply with your worst questions you can think of.
Wacky.
What, zany? Half of them are about The Fiend every week.
Of course.
It's great. This week, they were so dumb, and that's a compliment. That's what I was looking for.
Yeah.
I had to take five of them. Right, I couldn't narrow it down to three, and believe me,
a bumper edition.
I could have done like 20 of these. I could have done 20 of these.
Thank you for this.
The first one, and we're going to start with Michael Sidgwick, because he's from The Office.
Okay.
We're going to do him first. He asked, what would happen if Malakai Black misted Fiend?
Oh!
How would he change the Fiend? Because the Fiend changes people as well, remember?
Yes.
Turn Jerry Lawler into a...
He turned Braun Strowman into a dancer, I think, didn't he?
He turned himself into...
What would he change the Fiend into? I'd like it if he was more, you know, OG clown. Like, he gets a flower that squirts water at him, he's got a honky nose.
I think he's...
But he's still, at his core, a Fiend.
I think he's going to turn him into Alexa Bliss somehow. That's my theory, but let us know down in the comments section.
Oh, that's the next guy. I'm gonna have to work on that. It's going to percolate with me for the rest of the day.
I might do an editorial on that, actually.
Yeah.
That's my day sorted. We got a question here from the legend, Fraser Cranium.
Yay.
He asks, this is something else. If, as posited by history's most illustrious minds, philosophy's true purpose is the reconciliation of biological disparity in the pursuit of truth, then gentlemen, I must ask you thusly, what would make for a softer pillow for a nice nap? Albert's back hair or Rikishi's bottom?
Ooh, by the way, thanks to Fraser Cranium channeling that question as Keith Lee for a second. Albert's got some...
This is an issue. This is an issue because I think Rikishi's ass would be softer. Probably smell
you'd have to face
bit.
A certain way.
Right.
I think actually as well, I think, you know, as much as there is a sizable ass that he's got on him, he's still an athlete. He's still got some meat on them bones. So I'm going to go with the back hair.
I'm going with the ass. I'm sleeping on Rikishi's ass. That's what we're doing with this one. The back here is a good show.
What are you watching, Dave? Just watching the news. I'm going with the ass.
Watching the wrestling. Huh? Watching the very normal wrestling news here. We have got an actual wrestling question.
What?
Here. Comes to us from Craig at Pro Wrestling Musings. Shoutouts to Craig, who says, and this is the dumbest question I've ever had. Explain why Raw is actually good.
Well, it's the best show of the week. It's the best show of the week. It's the longest show, which means it's obviously the best. Apparently that works for Lord of the Rings, so we can put it in here.
Yeah.
Long equals good, apparently.
War and Peace.
Yeah, exactly. It's a feature-length film every Monday night. I don't know what more do you want?
A feature-length
film starring Dana Brooke and Akira Tozawa.
Raw is actually good because it has Chad Gable on it.
Yes.
There we go.
Thank you.
There we go.
I will say this.
I'm
not going to sit here and say Raw's the actual best show of the week. But I will say, Raw's a lot better than Raw 2 years ago, for example.
Or even 1 year ago.
Oh, my days.
Yeah. It's like, if you pick and choose.
It's the dark times, the pandemic era Raws, weren't they? When they were like, we're going to have Apollo and Andrade go. Not Andrade, was it Malakai? No. What's his name? Aleister Black. Apollo and Aleister Black go 30 minutes. And
for
you're no like, I would like to see that if you let them do stuff. But you just sort of went, and then probably go to a DQ or something.
Let's do a wrestle.
And we're going to debut Zelina Vega's stable, and every time it adds someone new, it still loses.
Yeah, that stable was ass.
It's
everyone
okay.
was good in the stable.
It's getting better, I will say, Craig.
Yeah.
That's the nicest thing I can say.
Yeah. That was a bit serious, wasn't it? Ooh. Raw is actually good because I like mediocre TV. There you go, I don't know. Right, two more questions, because why not? This video was like 25 minutes already. S. Reed asks, who is the bigger threat to the oceans, Typhoon or the Fiend?
Question. See, Typhoon, is an obvious suggestion. But that sneaky Fiend, you just never know what he's going to do with salt water, do you? That's the thing, I was always thinking about him.
He's a saltwater dwelling guy, isn't he? Do you reckon he hangs out with the flat?
I think he drinks salt water. I think he'd drink half the ocean.
What do you reckon his piss is like? What do you reckon?
What's the Fiend Twitter? Because he's talking about
Fiend's
piss a lot.
Fiend's mind. He talks about pissing
shout
all day.
Out. If you're not following that, you're missing out.
Yeah.
Do you know what I think?
I think Fiend is a friend of the fish.
Right, shut your eyes. I'm not going to do anything weird, right? Picture you've got a glass of the Fiend's piss. Okay, bring it up to your lips. And then, what's that you can taste? Dandelion and burdock.
Got an elderflower cardio poured in there. Why not? We've just fantasy booked the Fiend's piss.
Yeah.
Anyway, our last one is more of a challenge than a question.
Oh, I like a challenge.
Comes from Mark Smith, who asks me, what is Adam Wilborn's three best gimmick impressions? Adam has to do them.
Oh, okay. Hang on.
Get the mic. Number one, the Iconics.
Oh, I've not done this for ages, and this is going to
be the inspiration. Sorry.
But yeah, well, I can't really do the shout. Billy Bloody Kane, Peyton Bloody Royce, the Iconics!
Good grief, I forgot.
That's
about that.
One.
That's just one.
I might be meeting them over WrestleMania weekend.
Oh, put that in your
apologies
calendar.
Apologies in advance. If they've seen this, no chance.
Scream in their ear.
If I get to meet them and Scotty Too Hottie, that's it. I'm going to retire.
Number two.
Yep.
Cameron Grimes.
Cameron Grimes, baby, to the moon!
And number three.
Oh, I've gotten a bit lightheaded, sorry.
Alan the Crocodile.
Okay. Hey guys, it's me, Alan the Crocodile. You got some food for me? Thanks very much. That's Alan there.
Take it home.
He can actually do an amazing impression of Colin the Alligator, but you'll have to tune in next week for that.
You'll have to get that on my OnlyFans.
No time for the AMP finally, because, well, we've all got places to be. Let us know your thoughts on everything we discussed. Particularly what you think the Fiend's piss tastes like in the comment section below. Don't forget to like, share and subscribe, and subscribe to What Culture Wrestling on either iTunes, Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts from for daily wrestling podcasts. We're going to be previewing SmackDown, Rampage, and we've got Wrestle Culture with a hashtag bloody good quiz coming your way later on today. Plus, you can let us know your thoughts and just everything on Twitter at WhatCultureWWE. Watch there, follow both of us. You can follow Andy Murray at
Andy H. Murray. The H stands for Happy Friday, losers. If you know, you know.
Follow me at Adam Wilborn. Follow us all at WhatCultureWWE. But for now, my thanks to Andy, to Alan, to Colin, to you for watching. And we will see you soon.
Sorry, bosses.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.